You lay a heavy foundation, brace it to the top, get these heavy things across here. It'll hold up those few bricks. It won't take over 250 or 300 bricks to run from there through. 12. Don't have to be no larger than that. Just a brick and a half. Mm-hmm. Just enough to take that opening of a 6 or 8 inch pipe, you see, from a stove out. Mm-hmm. And you just make it like a chimney and top it up. Why, you was one right there. I got one built to that house there.
I didn't notice it.
Oh, it's on that side.
On the other side.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. It's
And when it came to...
How
about the fireplaces? Would you describe how different parts of a fireplace, as you learned them as when you were a boy, what's the hard stone part at the bottom? What'd you call
brick,
that?
Brick.
What did you call it?
I'd call it a fireplace. That at the bottom is just why we'd have dog irons to sort of hold the wood up to keep it from smothering down, you see. Mm-hmm. I got a pair somewhere now. See, I wouldn't, somebody wanted them and wouldn't get rid of them. Them good heavy dog irons, you could buy them. Put some things set way up there. You pile wood up and keep it from rolling down, you see. Mm-hmm. The old dog iron, the brick would be there and then laid. For the bottom, didn't have concrete. It just had brick and sand and worked in there.
What did you call that where the brick is?
We call it the fireplace.
That's the fireplace.
And this in the front of the chimney would come out. See, that extended out, you know, about that far to keep from getting your flow too hot. Mm-hmm. Wooden flow, you see, get to keep the heat, too much of heat off the flow. We'd have what you call a hearth. Mm-hmm. A hearth, well, H-E-A-R-T-H, a thing. And it had, it extended about 2 feet back.
I see.
By the fireplace, you see, on the sand. Yeah, that hearth get hot. And if all the walls of those brick get hot, why, you could just go on to sleep and sleep sound. That's the best heating ventilation going up that old pipe. I'm going to build me one now if I can. My wife is sick, and I just couldn't get it. We aimed to have one in this one and burn wood. And if my daughter can, if I can get her, we gonna build one.
Mm-hmm. That's be. Did you have? Did you lose the electric during that ice storm? How'd you stay warm?
Lord, no. I remember something I never remembered before. With a helpless person, up in age, a mind bad and helpless, can't turn over. In a storm like that, everything I got is electric. And he's cut off for 7 days or more. But I believe the Lord will help a person if he ever thinks. I've been had a heater over a year. I reckon ever since I moved in here. A makeshift. Because it never had been off over half a day to my remembrance. I went and got that thing out the box for the first time since I bought it. And the hardest thing was to get oil to go in it after I burned it up. Burned 2 gallons of oil a day. And I burnt that thing 7 or 8 days to keep one room warm while my wife was. Because my sister up here had a gas heat. I was just going to call somebody and get mad to load her up. It was raining every day and flopping bad, but I didn't get enough neighbors to tow her on in the shelter somewhere or another, get up to my sister's house, what I'd planned, though. I just called to go to the hospital.